today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
It was your words or words that got us to where we are today. If a mother put her hand on her hip and told you you'll never be nothing, you probably will believe that. If a father, while you're shaping, did not really speak to your destiny the way that he should, it would cause something to be missing in your life. So, since we know that, how do we change it? We must subdue whatever happened to us with something that's productive.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Protect Your Head. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18.
This is going to help you. God gave me this for me. I'm giving you something he gave for me so I can straighten. I didn't know what I was feeling. I just said I'm feeling some kind of way. And he gave me this and I'm helping you with it. Instead of saying I'm just feeling some kind of way. No, you need to make inventory of your emotions or your feelings. So label 5, it could be 25, and then give them colors. I'm talking about major emotions, not nuances, not halfways. You're angry or you're at peace. You're sad or you're mad. You love or you hate. That's what I'm talking about. And you need to take inventory. And when you do this, when you feel it, you'll say, you'll be able to label and say, man, I feel angry right now. It's red. Then you can use scripture to calm it down. The Bible says anger, but sin not. In other words, it's okay to get angry, but when you take it too far, you're missing the mark. Thank you, Lord. Anger can be challenged or channeled to accomplish great things. Anger, if you're angry and you're like a forest fire, you'll burn everything down. But you can make it into a laser beam and do surgery. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Take inventory of your emotions. Of your emotions. I'm a teacher of an emotion. So you can label it. And when somebody asks you, you know, like, well, you need to be able to say, I'm feeling angry right now. I feel alone. I feel sad. Now we can help you. If I was a police officer and someone robbed you and I showed up, one of the first thing I'm going to do is not just give you tissue and because you're going to be going off, they robbed me. They robbed me. Okay, do you want to recover what they robbed? You're going to say, yes. Okay, what is missing? That's what I'm going to ask you. You say, I don't know what's missing. Well, how can I recover it if you can't even tell me what's missing? Did you do an inventory of your own home? Did you discover that the bank is missing, or your checkbook is missing, or your TV is missing, or your Rolex? Oh my. Now we can recover it if you can tell me. When you start gaining control or taking an inventory of your feelings and your emotions, you'll be able to channel it with the word. And the word will cause those emotions to come into order. No man or woman should be controlled by their emotions. Emotions are like waves in the sea. Sometimes they're towering or boastful, and sometimes it's like peaceful water, but don't trust it, because you will sail on your emotions when it's peaceful and the next day lose it all. Don't trust your emotions. Trust the peace of God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This is going to help you to put on the helmet, because that helmet is like inventory. This is putting it on. It's like inventory of your feelings. Thank you, Lord. Y'all got it? You're greater than your feelings. A man that can't control his feelings is not worth marriage or a partnership, because the man has to be able to bring his feelings and grab them like that and hold it. I didn't say his love, but he has to grab emotional eruptions and control them. The Spirit helps us with our infirmities because he gives us meekness, which is controlled strength, and temperance. That means your emotions won't take you over, because temperance will bring it in order. Yes, we do go off with words, but to throw something against the wall and to go off and call names to your wife or to your kids or to your daughter and break them down like that is not God. That's not strength. Trump is not strength when he curses people out and talk about women publicly. That's not strength. He may be the man that you like concerning his views, but he is not the model for us. Not if you desecrate people with words as a man. You must control your emotions, even if they talk about you in that position. You don't say us against them and they against us. You unify the nation. You're the symbol of unity. Now, if I did the same thing, they over there don't like you, but all of those on the right side, my left, your left, my right, they like me, but y'all, they don't care. All of you all would leave this church. You would say, no way a pastor should stand, even if I have conservative views, and divide the house. When you hold the chief office and the most powerful person in the earth, you must unify people. I like your views, but I don't like your stuff. And y'all too conservative, too laid back to say it, right? But you got to be able to speak truth to power. And if you don't speak it, at least know it. The leader has to be able to control his emotions. Well, I don't like the indictments. Well, do like everybody else. Before you are indicted, don't do the crime. Beretta say, if you can't do the time. Trump knows Beretta. Take inventory. No man in a position of power should lose control of his emotions. No man. Ladies, I didn't say anything to you. I didn't say anything. And I'm moving past that right now. I'm moving past it. I'll come back later. God's holding you responsible, man. You can speak truth to power, but you can't lose it. Thank you, Jesus. Number two. This is powerful. You need to isolate the source of negative feelings. I say again, isolate the source of negative feelings. Where did the feeling come from? Well, it either came from God, or from the devil, or from your flesh. If it's negative, you got to trace and find the source of it. God will never tell you to tear down brother or even yourself. So it either comes from your own flesh or from Satan. God will never tell you to cuss out someone you love. So Satan is either doing that or whatever. God will never tell you to try to trip up somebody. No child should cuss their mama or their daddy. Where did it come from?
I'm almost
It's easy to, if you can find it, find the source, we can deal with it now.
Thank you, Lord.
Philip Wilson said, love yourself.
No, it didn't.
How can you love other people and don't care about you? Self-care is important. Everything has a root. Even your feeling.
Man, I heard something this weekend.
Your ideology.
The man of God was preaching. He says, man, I appreciate
what created the ideology.
Vertical words.
What are your thoughts on
in
God?
In other words, the worship.
What, is your,
went
what are your thoughts on in
the words
of the social,
went up to God? It opened up the heavens.
The cultural wars that
some
we're going through.
Some of us are looking
right
for
now.
Worship to touch us to go horizontal.
What are your thoughts on it? Whatever you've been listening to kind of shapes it.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Find the source. Did you read it? Did you study it?
So when Jesus said, if I want to teach you all of the commandments in the Old Testament,
where did it come from? Or did you watch
reels? This sums it all up. To love the Lord your God with all your heart.
I saw Generation Z.
Your mind.
On TV.
Your soul and your strength.
Is there a Gen Z?
And then I want you to love your
Gen
neighbor.
Gen Z was given a Rolodex.
As
said,
you
what is
love
that?
Yourself.
And the Gen Z said, I don't know.
The I've reason why that. We don't see neighborhood love.
Gen Z was given an 8-track
because
tape.
We don't love ourselves.
So what is that? I've never seen it before.
And if you show love,
there's a generation of people that don't even know what you've experienced. They weren't here when these things were real for us. They have to be trained. So no wonder you can have an ideology that doesn't tie to mine.
To the house and he had been on
because
crack,
you came up from a different era.
Probably when he came to the church and he got tied up in
that's
the
why
end.
We must teach
he was out in the street.
And train so ideology can be shaped.
He came here on
many
Saturday.
Emotions that are that we're dealing with in terms of our mindset comes from an ideology
when
of the world.
He was out there.
It is not biblical.
I came out when I saw him.
And if you got in the word, you were like, whoa, it will change your ideology.
He was real.
Well, why should I do that?
You hear a lot of young people saying, why do we study God? Religion has divided people.
So and so and so and so and so and so.
Bring me lotion.
Listen, man, every generation had to deal with
stuff, right? So,
way before we, thou for millennia.
The stuff that's good. And so,
if it goes on my flesh, it's going to be.
Societies have been shaping and they grow.
Now, you may get
the fall when they don't deal with
this down version. That's not me. That's not me. I buy the stuff that costs a little bit.
If you feel it.
If it's going to touch my skin.
The Lord gave me
now,
this.
Now, you may feel different. That's you.
I was dealing
but
with
I'm going to spend the money in tires, and I'm going
to
spend the money in lotion if it's going on me.
Help me to deal with me.
Y'all understand that,
as
right?
Self-care.
Man,
there's no way I can just go off and not have and think there's no repercussions. Could you imagine Shaq, as big as he is, 7'1" or 2", just going off when he's angry? I'm talking about the carnage that he could create as a man is way greater than you throwing your neck. If he went off, he could tear this whole place up. Turn it out. We charge him, though, to control it. Even if he's playing basketball, you can gorilla dunk, but you can't take up that man that's talking to you or someone in the stands and throw the ball at him as hard as you can. We will kick you off the league. You must take it out on the court.
Thank you, Lord. Isolate the emotion. Where's the root system of this thing? Where did it come from? What are you connected to? What's pumping it in you?
Thank you, Lord.
Number 3, subdue negative with,
I don't want to say positive. I would say productive confessions.
Subdue negative feelings with productive confessions. It was your words or words that got us to where we are today. If a mother put her hand on her hip and told you you'll never be nothing, you probably will believe that. If a father, while you're shaping, did not really speak to your destiny the way that he should, it would cause something to be missing in your life. So, since we know that, how do we change it? We must subdue whatever happened to us with something that's productive.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus redeemed us. He didn't say you have to change. He just said, I see the clay is marred, and what I'm going to do now is reshape it. But you don't have to change on your own. I will change you. Peek over the potter's shoulder as he's molding you on the clay, molding you on the wheel of circumstance. And subdue it. Every negative thing can be subdued with something productive. You will always be a slave to something.
I would say you would be a slave to a habit. But make sure the habits are productive. Whether you like it or not, you're a slave to something. You do something all of the time the same way. But you can replace it with something positive. So after we find our state, after we locate the source, after we go through, what was number one? After we take inventory of our emotions and then isolate where the negative is coming from. When you do all of those things, you can now replace it. You can replace it. You can replace it. It can be replaced. The helmet is replacing no protection at all. Being open to all thoughts. And some of us are way too exposed into the world. When he called you out of darkness into a marvelous light, you got to come out of those dark chambers. You got to start saying, I'm born anew and I'm fresh in Jesus. And I can't think like they thought because it won't get me nowhere. Put your helmet on and protect your mind. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost done. Write it down. Next, you want to focus on your strengths. The first three steps, you have to see your weaknesses. But in the fourth step, you want to focus in. What do you do well? The helmet. What do you do well? What do you have? Well, I have Jesus. But what else do I have? Jesus saved me, right? But Jesus, the Holy Spirit, wants to help you to become a better version of Christ and a better version of yourself. So what are your strengths? What can you do and not get paid for it and it makes you happy? I want you to think about what can you do and you're not paid to do it and it brings happiness to you? Or is everything in your life transactional? I do it and you got to pay me. You'll never find happiness that way, because there's something in you that should be done in the earth that doesn't require payment. That's really where ministry starts, is discovering your real purpose of being here on the earth. And when you do that, God will give you the money. When you seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, he'll add everything to you. The money will come. The resources will come. When you can do it without getting paid. That's why the channel called the church is so powerful. If you will get in the channel and start contributing and finding joy from another mechanism. Glory to God. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Many of us that were at Dunkin' today, when we saw the man with no shirt, talked about taking our own shirts off and giving it. I'm listening to the heart of that. No one has to do that, but I'm listening to the heart. You're not going to get paid if you give the man a shirt. He can't afford it, but something in us wanted to cover him. Thank you, Lord. Find something that brings you joy and engage yourself in it. Can the church say amen? Amen. Focus on your strengths. The church has been powerful at discovering weaknesses. I was introduced to a book called Strength Finders. Strength Finders. And the concept of the writer is to identify areas of strengths versus looking for weaknesses. So the next time you get in a relationship with someone, instead of saying, oh, your hair's off, and you better do something with your shoes, and you got to take care of that. What about, what did they do well? Where are the strengths? You can identify them and speak to it. The word will deal with our weaknesses. But you need to find strengths and the people around you, instead of looking at them and judging them before you even know why they walk the way they walk. You won't know why I walk what I walk until you put your feet in my shoes. Focus on strengths. It's a part of the helmet. God made you powerful in your mind. Confess his word and your thoughts will purify. Thank you, God. When you step in a room, you won't see yourself as just the part of the canvas, but as the solution to the problem in the room. When you step into a situation on the job, you won't see an us against them, but I'm here to correct this issue. Through me, it will be better. Thank you, Lord. When you come to your church, you're going to find stuff. You're going to even find stuff wrong with me. I put my hand on my hip like this. This young man came. You need not do that because you look like you. I said, listen, son, I'm all the way alpha. You don't ever tell me how to hold my hand. I can wear pink and still be a man. What are you talking about? Real men wear pink anyway. I put my hand on my hip the way I want to put it on my hip. It don't make me weak. You got the wrong lenses, man, and you didn't come here as a cameraman to tell me how to put my hand. That's not the purpose. You just magnify what you see. He was a cameraman talking that noise. You need to stop. What? The world may think something. What? You can't put me in a box. I check boxes. I don't live in them. Don't ever question me like that, man. You can talk about other things. Bishop, sometimes you seem like you ain't okay. But the way I stand, this is germane to me. Guess what? He's no longer here, right? That's right. Go to the next church and tell that pastor what to do. Don't come in here with that, man. I got people around me that counsel me. What? Oh, my God. Thank you, honey. I appreciate it. Number five. I'm almost done. This is going to help you. I spent time in this. Love yourself. How can you love other people and don't care about you? Self-care is important. Man, I heard something this weekend. The man of God was preaching. He says, man, I appreciate the worship that went up. It was vertical words. In other words, the worship went vertical. The words went up to God. It opened up the heavens. Some of us are looking for worship to touch us to go horizontal. We must direct worship up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Direct it up. So when Jesus said, if I want to teach you all of the commandments in the Old Testament, this sums it all up. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And then I want you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. The reason why we don't see neighborhood love is because we don't love ourselves. And if you show love to somebody but won't show love to yourself, you're spinning around in a circle. I was here on a Saturday and a young man came to the house and he had been on crack. He had a problem when he came to the church and he got tied up in it again and he was out in the street. And he came here on a Saturday. He wasn't asking for money, but I believe he wanted to find solace and he was embarrassed. So when they told me he was out there, I came out. When I saw him, it broke my heart because he was real thin and he was a healthy man. He was real thin and I got on my knees. And I asked Keith, I said, would you go into my office and bring me lotion? And I buy the good stuff, right? So, I buy the stuff that's good. And so if it goes on my flesh, it's going to be good. Now, you may get the cheap. Yeah, that's the breakdown version. That's not me. I buy the stuff that costs a little bit. If it's going to touch my skin. Now, you may feel different. That's you. But I'm going to spend the money in tires, and I'm going to spend the money in lotion if it's going on me. Y'all understand that, right? Self-care.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Protect Your Head, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2306-1111. That's reference number 2306-1111.
Vacation Bible School will kick off next Monday, July 17th, for children ages 2 up to 6th grade. Drop-off will begin at 8:30 a.m. and pickup time is 12:30 p.m. T-shirts for children and adults are available for purchase at the communication and promotion counter. Registration is still open online at truthrevealed.org, or check out the mobile app or scan the QR code for more information. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started. Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Session on Saturday, July 15th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided. Awaken Women, it is time to register for Resilient, a Faith That Stands, the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Or stop by the table outside the sanctuary to take advantage of the combo package. And remember to pre-order your conference t-shirt before Sunday, August 20th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.